You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. You are in tune to WGOD Radio. That's the imaginary call letters, imaginary only because they're already spoken for. I can't have them here. I've been trying to talk the owner here, Ray Cassis, into getting the call letters WGOD. You know why? Because God's always broadcasting. The question is, are you tuned into His frequency? Now, my radio station, if I was to own it, and those letters were call letters would be available, would be WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time, because the Word of God is true. Let God be true and every man a liar. And when we make the Word of God the focus, this is what we do here. We let the truth shine forth. The truth in today's message is this. It's found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7. The Lord Jesus says, "Hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man." And then the Son of God says this. He says, Mark 7:16, "If any man has ears to hear, let him hear." Now, if you hear that message, indeed you've got ears to hear. It's a liberating message from the Son of God. Nothing that enters into a man can defile him. No food, no pork, no alligator, crocodile, shrimp, or crustacean. Nothing that enters into you can defile of you. The Son of God says, what comes out of your mouth is what defiles you. This sermon is a look at why and what's transpired for that to change. That's not the way it was in the old covenant. How can I say that now? How can the Son of God say that now? This is part two of three. Now, if you want this whole message, please email me. My email address is paul@wmiefm.com. I'll send it to you free of charge. This is a growing fad and trend out here today. People that think it's quaint to go back to the law and start to live back under the law. This is part two of this message now. Circumcision means nothing.
There is nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile a man. Now, the shocking thing to me here in this text is what he says next. This is what he says. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. You see, this was a shock to these people. And not everyone has ears to hear this. This is what he says. Let him hear. Nothing enters into a man that defiles him. No shrimp, no pork, no alligator, no crocodile. Jesus says nothing entering into a man can defile him. What comes out of his mouth, that is what defiles a person. Evil thoughts that come out of your heart, this is what defiles a person, not by what you eat. The Son of God says, nothing can defile you with what goes into your mouth. Now, you can either say one of two things. You can say, amen, I'll meet you at Sonny's at 12:30 today. For those on the podcast, it's a restaurant that serves pork. It's a barbecue restaurant. Or you could say this, not so, Lord. The Torah is still in effect. Not so, Paul Esposito. No. Not so, Lord. You're not arguing with me because I'm reading you the word. Jesus says this, not me. You have to take it up with him, not me. And if that's your response, now we're doing just some deductive reasoning here today. Jesus says nothing that enters in. We're going to find out why he said this and what gave him the legal right to say this. Though he's God, he can say what he wants. But we're going to find out why he said it at this time, and we'll get to that. But if that's your response, then you're contradicting the Son of God, and you've lost your place. And you're out of order. And you're not far from me saying you've fallen from grace. That's the next step. Next place I want to take you is Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14, verse 14. Romans 14, 14 starts with these two words. It's one word in Greek. In English, it's the words I know. Greek, it's the word eido, which is experiential knowledge. To know with perception. That is, I've learned this. He says, I know and am convinced. By whom? The Wall Street Journal? The New York Times? The Jerusalem Post? I know and am convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. Nothing. No food is unclean. Food's the context here. Let's get this straight. Nothing is unclean. I know, that is, I've learned it. Now I am convinced. You see, the Pharisee is now convinced, and the Pharisee would need convincing of something like this. He was a good Pharisee. His whole life followed the letter of the law. The Pharisee that follows the letter of the law gets up and says to everyone out here, circumcision doesn't mean anything anymore. He gets up here and says, I am convinced by Jesus himself that there is nothing unclean of itself. And while we're at it, circumcision doesn't mean nothing anymore. Verse 20 of the same chapter. Romans 14, 20. Listen carefully to this verse. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. Then he says this. All things indeed are pure. But it's evil for the man who eats with offense. Now, eating certain foods might offend you. And if they do, then by all means, don't eat them. However, you can't say that they offend God. You've got to say that they offend you, not him. Because he says, all things are pure. It doesn't matter. They might offend you. For example, if broccoli offends you like it does me, then by all means, don't eat it. And I really ask you, do not offend me and don't boil it if I come to your house. As a matter of fact, it does offend me. And cauliflower. But they offend me. They offend me too. Everything offends me. Except pizza and lasagna. Okay. Acts chapter 10, that's where we're going next. We're building a case, friends, that something's changed. Paul was a good man. Circumcision was the Old Testament. For this man to get up in front of you and say, look, it doesn't matter if you're circumcised. Something's happened for him to say that to you. Because he wouldn't say that on his own. And if things didn't change, if they were still the same, then he would still hold to the belief that circumcision matters one way or the other. If things are still the same, then his stance on it wouldn't change. Right? Logical, isn't it? Acts chapter 10. Now, the next day, this is verse 9, as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray. We're in Acts chapter 10, verse 9. Then he became very hungry and wanted to eat. While they made ready, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven opened and an object like a great sheet bound at the four corners descending to him and let down to the earth. In it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And a voice came to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord." Peter said this, to use Esposito vernacular, "No way, Lord, I'm not eating that. You made this stuff forbidden in the Old Testament. I'm not going to eat that." Now, what's the Bible really say? "Not so, Lord, for I have not eaten anything." What's the next word? Same word used of Jesus, koinonia, same word. The word that Jesus said, the Bible translators translated as defile, is this same word here. Now it's translated common. Koine, koine Greek, koinonia, fellowship, common, ritually unclean. Same Greek word. I find that fascinating. Wanted to share that with you. What God has cleansed, okay, verse 15, a verse spoke to him and said to him the second time, "What God has cleansed, you must not call common." Or, since it's the same Greek word, maybe we should put the word defile there. That's how it was used in Mark 7, right? What God has called cleansed, you must not call defile. You see, there's been a change of condition here between the old and the new. But why? Why the change, and what has changed? And I have the answer to that. The answer is the covenants have changed. Christ brought a new covenant. The book of Hebrews makes this clear, chapter 7 through 10. We're going to discover the truth that the very Old Testament covenant itself is now obsolete. Now, that's the Bible's words for it, not mine. Obsolete. Now, the new covenant has some similarities to the old, but it's a new covenant. Hebrews chapter 8, if you'd like to turn there, starting in verse 7. Hebrews chapter 8. Starting in verse 7. "For if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. Because, finding fault with them," he says, "behold," now notice, God says this was going to happen this way. The prophets foretold it. He's quoting the Old Testament here. "Finding fault with them," he says, "behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, well, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant I made with their fathers."
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.